Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now, let's dive straight into today's big headlines about artificial intelligence and corporate investments. Over the past 12 months, we've seen a staggering surge in AI spending from the world's tech titans. Microsoft, Google, Amazon, and Meta are leading the pack, together dropping nearly $360 billion on developing AI technologies this year alone. Most of that cash is going into building out massive data center infrastructures and sourcing the cutting-edge computational power needed to train advanced AI models. It's an unprecedented level of spending that really marks just how critical AI has become to global business strategy. Now, to put this into perspective, 8 of the 10 most valuable companies in the world right now are major players in the AI space. Their combined market value has ballooned to around $23 trillion, utterly eclipsing the next 96 largest US firms. A single hardware manufacturer, Nvidia, is now valued at a whopping $5 trillion, which is a testament to just how white-hot the demand is for components that can drive modern AI. This situation raises some really major questions, not just about economics, but about the future of technology and society itself. Is this ballooning investment in AI a genuine signal of coming innovation? Or are we watching the beginnings of a speculative bubble that could one day burst? Some analysts are bullish, insisting that pouring billions into the AI arms race will lay the groundwork for a new era of economic growth and technological advancement. But others are sounding caution, urging companies to consider whether these mammoth sums are really translating into tangible progress or simply hyped-up spending. When so much money rides on a suite of emerging technologies, there's bound to be risk, and maybe more than a fair bit of FOMO, or fear of missing out. Still, the competition is fierce, and simply sitting out could leave even a tech giant at risk of falling hopelessly behind. What's especially interesting is how these investments are shaping not just the future of computing, but global economic power itself. The sheer size of these corporations' combined value suggests that AI is now at the cutting edge of wealth generation worldwide. But the spending boom comes with huge challenges, particularly around sustainability and energy consumption. AI data centers are notorious energy hogs, and if the facilities currently being built become fully operational, they could end up burning as much power as 44 million American homes. That's a jaw-dropping statistic, and it begs the question, how can this be justified, especially with mounting pressure globally to cut carbon emissions and combat climate change? Energy efficiency is becoming a hot-button issue for these firms, pushing them to find new ways to manage costs and minimize their environmental impact. The race for ever more powerful AI also means a race to innovate in energy supply and sustainability, moving well beyond just technical progress. The social responsibility piece is more critical than ever, with the tech sector under a spotlight to lead on green initiatives and transparency. Now, looking more broadly, the nature of competition among these tech companies is shifting in profound ways. Where once it was about market share in devices or software, now it's about owning the future of artificial intelligence. Whoever harnesses AI most effectively could shape not only their own fortune, but the direction of entire industries. We're already seeing ripple effects, like startups scrambling to partner with bigger players, or fear being left in the dust. These industry dynamics have sparked fierce deal-making, but successful implementation remains a significant challenge. Billions spent on data centers and AI tools only deliver real value if they're rolled out effectively and integrated with existing strategies. Regulators are also showing increasing interest, especially as these technologies touch on sensitive topics like privacy, employment, and ethics. It's likely we'll see new frameworks for corporate responsibility, maybe even updated privacy laws and AI ethics codes. Corporations need to stay alert, not just to avoid penalties, but to maintain public trust in tech as these innovations spread. At the same time, many governments are wrestling with how to regulate AI without stifling innovation or pushing companies to move offshore in search of friendlier rules. The global AI landscape isn't just about hardware and data, it's increasingly about skilled people and talent. As AI reshapes more industries, there's a growing need for upskilling and reskilling workers to keep pace with new roles. We're looking at big transitions, especially in fields like data analysis, computer engineering, healthcare, and logistics. Forward-looking companies are investing not just in technology, but in education and training to prepare for this ongoing transformation. At the same time, there are massive implications for smaller businesses and those outside the tech sector. As AI-driven disruption spreads, they'll need to be adaptable or risk being squeezed out by larger, more technologically advanced competitors. On top of all that, the world is watching for signs of overreach, of AI hype masking underlying risk or frailty. Historically, every major tech revolution has come with a mix of promise and peril, and AI is proving no different. Whether this latest wave results in sustained prosperity or flashes out as an unsustainable bubble is still up for debate. Governments, corporations, and communities are all looking for ways to balance breakthrough innovation with responsible oversight. Now, AI isn't the only story shaping tech and society right now, so let's turn to the retail sector for a moment. Cities like San Francisco are seeing a growing wave of thefts in grocery stores, forcing retailers to rethink their security strategies. Safeway, for example, has introduced a highly unusual requirement. You must make a purchase to exit the shop. It's a drastic measure, meant to combat retail theft, and it speaks volumes about the challenges modern urban retailers face. There's a difficult trade-off here between improving in-store security and the risk of alienating genuine customers with strict or inconvenient policies. Technology like AI-powered cameras and smart gates are increasingly being trialed as part of that balancing act. It's a clear signal that security has become central to store operations in Australia and around the globe. Of course, when we talk about security in modern life, we can't overlook the ongoing concern about children's safety online. Just this week, the Texas Attorney General lodged a lawsuit against the gaming platform Roblox, accusing it of failing to adequately protect minors from online risks. The case highlights persistent gaps in digital safety and the urgent calls from parents and regulators for better safeguards in environments frequented by kids. As more children interact with virtual platforms, developers face mounting pressure to implement stronger moderation tools and transparent reporting systems. Over in Australia, these developments are followed closely, especially with our strong culture of digital childhood safety programs and parental controls. Tech companies are increasingly aware that reputational damage from dropping the ball on child safety can be severe and long-lasting. Turning now to the global stage, international digital trade has also entered the spotlight, with implications for both businesses and consumers in Australia. A coalition of countries has called for the extension of a World Trade Organization agreement to preserve the current ban on customs duties for digital transmissions. In plain English, that means keeping the playing field open and barrier-free for e-commerce and digital goods, rather than letting tariffs stifle growth and innovation. It's a reminder that the flow of data and tech isn't just about hardware or even software. It's now a fundamental part of global trade. Australian exporters and digital entrepreneurs are watching closely, as any changes to global digital trade rules could shape the next generation of business models. E-commerce giants are lobbying hard to keep friction out of online business, afraid that new duties could hamper their reach or push up costs for consumers. And at the heart of it all, we have to remember that technology, business, and society are more intertwined now than ever. AI isn't just a laboratory curiosity. It's flowing into every facet of life, from retail and logistics to entertainment, healthcare, and education. The choices we make, on investments, regulations, or even store exit policies, all send ripples across the economy and shape how we live. In summary, the current wave of AI investment presents both opportunity and risk on a grand scale. The promise is immense, with advanced computing opening doors to solutions we can barely imagine. But the pitfalls, sustainability challenges, energy shortfalls, regulatory headaches, and public mistrust all loom large on the horizon. The future of AI, and all the industries it touches, will depend on responsible leadership, thoughtful governance, and a clear focus on ethical outcomes. Corporations can't afford to take a narrow view. They need a holistic approach that weighs innovation against long-term social and environmental impacts. As Australia's tech landscape keeps evolving, staying informed and engaged has never been more important for decision-makers and everyday listeners alike. That's all from me for today's look at AI's billion-dollar boom, with its power, progress, and pitfalls. Thanks for listening.